Okay, so it will be a little bit shorter this year, but I feel there's certain things that, yeah. Okay, we learned yesterday the sugya of Melach Shem Tzichu LeGufo, to what extent it applies with regards to a candle which is lit. Now, Simon Reishain test, what we're going to be starting tonight, which is a different topic, that's on page 9 test in our editions, Tinei Tiltul Aner B'Shabbos. So the halach is as follows: Tinei Tiltul Aner B'Shabbos, which is with regards to Ilchas Muktzah, really with regards to a candle. Ner Sheidliku Bo Bo'is Shabbos. We're now learning Ilchas Muktzah, and we're learning that if a candle is lit, Ner Sheidliku Bo Bo'is Shabbos, a candle which was lit on Shabbos, Afal Pi Shekava, although it is extinguished already, also letaltaloi, it is also to be metaltaloi, to carry. We're learning halacha now. We understand that the candle which was lit is mukta. We understand that. A candle is lit in mukta. What happens once it's extinguished? The candle is not lit anymore. What happens then? Is it now muta? Betiltal does now become permitted to carry around. The halacha is no. That neshid lika boi beis Shabbos, the candle which was lit on Shabbos, hafal pi shekava, although it is extinguished, also letaltaloi, it's also to move it around. It's also to move it around. It remains also to move even once it's extinguished, even after it's extinguished. V'chein moisar Hashem, and similarly, the remains of the oil, shebeneir, if the remains of the oil in the candle, shidlika boi beis Shabbos, you had a candle which was lit when the oil was fueled by oil, and the oil now and the candle is not lit anymore, but you still have the oil in its what's that called? It's not a container. It's the oil is in a whatever in that in the oil. The oil is still, the oil remains also letalta, but it's tapik menu po oyster Shabbos. It's also to draw from that oil, to use that oil for whatever purpose it may be, because it was mukta at the beginning of Shabbos, it will remain mukta throughout the entire Shabbos. And that's really the key concept that we're discussing now. If something like a candle was also letalta, was mukta at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains throughout all Shabbos. Let's see this in Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotna Aleph, which is the last narrow line. Hafal pishikova, v'hainu. Hafilu lo inisha boi shemen klal. The candle is, even if there's no oil at all, it's still mukta v'atam. This is the key words now. The reason is, the kivan de ben ashmoshes hoyo osu betiltu. Since it was ben ashmoshes osu betiltu, as Shabbos came in, it was prohibited to carry around this candle. Why was it also to carry the candle? Because it had a flame, it was mukta. That's right. It was also, yeah. So because it was also during Ben Hashmoshes, lefi shenase aneh ve'ashemen ve'apsila bosses lashal heves. Why is not? So the question is that the flame we understand is also the flame is also, but now the candle, here goes the halach of bosses. The candle becomes a bosses. The candle becomes a bosses. How do you translate the base? To the flame,
platform.
Yeah, platform, yeah. It's conceptually a platform, yeah. To the flame, yeah. So it's a bosses. And what's the halach of a bosses? You're not allowed to move it around. You're not allowed to move it around. So now the candle, the flame is also in its own right. The flame is also in its own right, and the candle underneath it is a bosses to the flame. You're not allowed to move the candle now. And beyond that, since there was a flame there at the beginning of Shabbos, and that made the candle a bosses, now this bosses remains also, the bosses, the base, the candle, remains also throughout the entire Shabbos, long after the flame has gone out. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Lefi shenase aneir v'ashem v'apsil bosses lashal heves, it all became a bosses to the flame, shehut over also betiltul, which the flame itself is, you know how to carry the flame around. You're not allowed to carry the flame around. So therefore, what happens is that the flame becomes is also letaltal. So the candle becomes the bosses, and it becomes also to move around the entire Shabbos. These are the famous words, which are so important with regard to Hilchas Muktzah, who migoy deiskatzoi lebein hashmoshes, which means migoy, and since deiskatzoi, it was pushed away, it was muktzah, it was pushed away, iskatzoi lebein hashmoshes, for the time period of ben hashmoshes, twilight period of ben hashmoshes, iskatzoi, therefore it was now, became muktzah, became pushed away, for the entire day. Migad is katzole ben hashmoshes, since it was mukta for ben hashmoshes, his katzole kule yoyme, he became mukta for the whole Shabbos. For zeo niku b'gemora, and this is what the Gemara calls mukta machmas iso. It was mukta machmas iso, it was an iso then, it remains also the entire Shabbos, the camel loan, bele isur, and that becomes also, it's established as an iso. Im yesh, emas ein yehudi olav, ale de'aneir, if there is a danger of fear of a goy, like it was in the times of the Amoraim, there was a certain generation in the times of the Amoraim. There's one particular nation which said that on specific days of their festivals, you're not allowed to light certain candles. Governor, and similar to that, it was an Issa. So therefore, there's a fear, genuine fear of goyim on that particular day to have a light on. You're allowed to move it around. So we've got over here an established halacha that if you fear, if there's a danger involved, like in certain nations that will be very, get very angry and very, it would be dangerous to have a light on, you mustn't have a light, then it would be a header to extinguish it, but it would be a header to move it around. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the concept before that, what the Mishnah Berurah establishes is that you've got mukta iskatzoi leben hashmoshes, iskatzoi lekul yoyme. If something becomes muktzah for part of the day, it remains also for the entire day.
If it's on, it's already on before Shabbos.
Yeah, so why do you want to move it around? What do you say? What would you argue?
It's like a watch, maybe.
Yeah. Why is it muktzah? That itself, the fact that if there's a danger of switching off, that's not something that we generally we don't normally find such a gzera. You're allowed to walk into a room, although the chances are you're going to switch the light on and off. Yeah. Technology, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
So, Dave just come out and bought a couple with a new Shabbos light, which is an LED Shabbos light, which is designed that it's got a very flexible kind of stalk that comes out of the base, and then the light that you can move a piece of plastic in front of the actual place where the light is. But you can, it's impossible to do anything with the light without moving around the LED, I think we haven't discussed, since you can't ever be Yotze Hadlakas Neiros with an LED, calling it not Havara at all. There seems to be, certainly Lufi Rav Halpin, seems to be a shitta that says that LEDs aren't Muxa.
Right. Are you referring to LED or battery operated? Yeah.
The torches which have a what's it called, like that coil, the incandescent bulb, presumably they would come under the same blanket as any incandescent bulb, which is its Havara. What's its Havara? I'm not one person, but it sounds like you can't ever move it. But it sounds like the halakha, there is now enough of a kind of a, enough of a, whatever the word is, that people are now saying that LED
is not Avora. LEDs are unlikely to be Avora, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it's true. I mean, you're right that it has to do with the, to answer your question, it has very much to do with the, as to whether if it is Havora there, if there is genuine Havora, so kindling there, so that would be very similar to the candle that as an intrinsic, that is Muktzah.
It wouldn't be Muktzah. If the candle lit, it would be a problem of Mavir, surely, not Muktzah.
Yeah.
And
which doesn't.
Why would it be
Muxa? Yeah, so for sure. Yeah. Yeah, but there is an halacha that something which is intrinsically an item which is set aside for Meleches Havora, that would become Mukta. But the argument now is that not all of them are, because if it's true and that LED. Anybody got LED torch?
I've got this light.
Yeah, and?
The previous light, you just move a cylinder thing, this wooden cylinder or plastic cylinder.
Right.
So you don't have to touch anything. Because this is it's quite flimsy, if I do want to cover the LED, I'd have to hold the light as well. So
I think the idea is you're allowed to move the light around.
That's allowed to move it.
Yeah.
So the argument is that since there's no Havora there, and LED, the only issue of LED is probably some sort of Tikkun Mana, some sort of Drabonon de Geboina, some sort of that. So therefore, it's not really. You'd be allowed to do that. Yeah, that's the argument. I'm not confirming it, but that would be the Svara.
My question would be if you're holding an incandescent torch when Shabbos comes in. So you're already holding it.
Yeah.
You haven't put it down yet.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think it has to do with halacha as to whether something muktzah has to be put down. There's a shulchan rav about it. Yeah, I don't know sufficient about that. Can't answer that.
If you had a candle and you wanted to say, Aiden Vodal, for when the light goes out, I'm not being mavdil from thinking or using the candle itself.
Right.
Could you do that? Could you say?
I don't think that would work. Let's just see Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel. I'm just a little bit aware of the time. Sifkot and Gimel, Taltel is topic menu. V'hoil v'hoktze betchilas kinesas Shabbos. If something is muktzah beginning of Shabbos, Tainu ben Hashmoshes, during ben Hashmoshes, Doilek, hoya also is topic menu. Since something becomes also beginning of Shabbos, it's topic mishemesh b'nechai mishum mechabe. So therefore, it remains also for the entire Shabbos. Again, it's katzole kol ha'yoyma, it's katzole kol ha'Shabbos. This is the concept over here. Now, as you very quickly receive base, Ne'ezeh, this particular candle we're referring to, Shamanish also letalta, which is also to move around, Hafilotzech Kufa, Mekoimoi also, you're not allowed to move it, this Muktzemachmas is, you're not allowed to move it, even Letzech Gufoi, even if you need its item for its regular purpose, for Letzech Mekoimoi, or you need the place where it's placed, also. Because we know that it's a Machloika, sometimes Muktzeh is Mutter to move Letzech Kufa, Mekoimoi, but here, no, this candle, throughout the entire Shabbos even, will be also to move about, even Letzech Kufa, Mekoimoi, Piesh Mishrit, and some allow it. For a Nira Dvo, but I don't think so, Sel Shalchonoch, that it should be permitted. Okay, we leave the Ramah. I think it's Kenai to join the team at this point. Okay, good evening, Abbas.